Mishnah Yom is for Sunday, the fifth day of Elul, Tavshin Pedalud, Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah continues from the previous one and talking about returning a gezela, returning something that's been stolen. Nosan loisa karen, what happens if the gazlan gave back to the nigzel, he gave the principal, below nosan loi es achomish, but he did not pay and give him the chomesh. The chomesh is the fifth that he's meant to add in a case where he swore falsely and denied it, and then afterwards agreed and did shuvah, and wants to now return the article. So he has to return not only the karen, but he also has to pay for a fifth of it, or we call it a quarter, but it's actually a fifth of the karen on the outside. So let's say it was $100, he would have to pay that he stole. Something worth $100, that he would have to pay $125. 25 being the chomesh. How is that a chomesh? It's the fifth. It's the fifth of the new total. It's an amount which becomes a fifth of the aggregate of the keren and the chomesh, which means a fifth of 125. In more common language that we're used to, it's a quarter of the principal. The Torah calls it a chomesh. We call it a chomesh. Torah calls it a chomesh, a fifth, because it looks at it at the aggregate. Now, let's say, so this fellow paid the karen, but he didn't pay the chomesh. He did not pay the extra $25. Mochalei la karen. Or if the nigzel, the person said, you know what, don't worry about the $100, but I do want the 25. I do want the chomesh. V'loi mochalei la chomesh. Or mochalei, if the nigzel said, I'm michel both, alzeh, chutz mish, poches mishov per karen, but I want a little bit of the karen to be paid, and that happens to be less than a shava pruta, less than what's worth a pruta. In all these cases, eino tzarech l'alechacharav, he doesn't have to follow him to go and pay the rest. The nigzel can come to him and take it. And that's even if the gzela itself is around, but it's not worth a shava pruta. And we don't have to worry that maybe it'll go up in value to be worth a shavah pruta. We're not concerned about that. But nosan loy, if the gazlan gave to the nigzel es achomish, he gave the fifth, he gave the $25 in the example we gave. V'loy nosan loy is the karen, but he didn't pay the $100, the principal. Or mochal loy al achomish, the nigzel was mochal. He said, don't worry about the chomish, the extra fifth, the $25, but I want the $100, v'loy mochal al karen. Or mochal loy al zeh v'alzeh, the nigzel said, don't worry about the karen, don't worry about the chomesh, don't worry about the $100 and the $25, but I'd like a little bit of the karen, chutz mishava per karen, except for a little bit of the principal I want you to pay back. Well, in all these cases, there is a chiyuv of ashovas hagzeila, a chiyuv, an obligation of returning what he has stolen, even if it's only a pruta, but it's a pruta or more, of the karen, of the principal, tzorech leilach acharav. Then we say not only does he have to pay it, but he has to follow him all over the world to repay the rest and to get a kapara, to be absolved of his obligation. Mishnah Zayin. Nosan loisa karen v'nishba leilach amish. Now, let's say it was a case, $100 he stole, and he paid the $100. And when it came to paying the 25, he said, I've paid that to you already. And he swore, I swear I've paid you the 25, he says. It was a false shvur, though. It was a false oath. This is the second time he's made a false oath. This time, just on the chomesh, just on the $25. And then afterwards, he admits he swore falsely. I was wrong. I did not pay you the $25. I confess. Well, harizeh mishalem chomesh al chomesh. He'll not only have to pay the 25 now, which becomes the karen, that becomes now the principal, but also a fifth on that, a fifth of 25 or a quarter of 25, which is really something like a 6 point something. That he'll have to pay as well. Chomesh al chomesh. And how do we know that? Because when the Torah talks about paying a fifth, it uses the plural vachamishisov yosef alav, and he shall add fifth. But the Torah uses the expression, the plural expression, so the Torah says you can end up having many fifths. So this can keep on going and going. Each time he denies the chomesh, as long as, says the Mishnah further, ad sheyismayit hakeren pachas mishavah pruta, until the keren, the principal, which in our case is the chomesh, that fifth, until it's so small in value that it's not even a shavah pruta, And when that happens, and he swears that he's paid that little amount, and afterwards it turns out he didn't, then because the amount that he's swearing about, that keren now, that fifth now, becomes so small, it's not even Shavu Pruta, he doesn't add any more chomish to that anymore. No chomish added. Once the principle that he's swearing about is less than Shavu Pruta, that's it. Even when he admits afterwards that he was wrong and he swore falsely, he does not pay a chomish on top of that. V'chein v'apikodin. The same thing will be with an article that he's meant to, that a person was given, entrusted to mind. So Reuven gave an article to Shimon to mind, and afterwards Reuven comes and asks for it, and Shimon says, no, he swears, you never gave it to me. And then afterwards he admits that he gave a false shrua. He's chayv to pay the article and the chomish, and to bring a korban osham as well. Shenamaz, it says, b'fi kodoin, oy b'sisumes yod, whether it's an article given to safekeeping, or it's something he lent him, or something he stole, or he withheld wages, or he found an article, a lost article, and then he denies finding it, he denies finding it to the owner. And in all of these cases, v'nishbal shakir, he not only denied it, but he swore to back up his denial. And then afterwards, it turns out that he was he swore falsely, and he admits that he swore falsely. Harzeh meshalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. In all of these cases, he will pay the owner or the employee, as the case may be, or the owner of the object from whom he denies that he would have it for safekeeping. In all of these cases, he will pay them the principal, the fifth, and bring a korban as well. Says the Mishnah further, Heichon Piktoni. What happens if Reuven gave an article to Shimon to mind, and Reuven comes and asks now for it back, and he says to Shimon, no, where's my article? Amalai, Shimon says, Abba, it's lost. And being a Shemachinam, we're talking about a case where he's not getting paid for guarding the article. He's potter, he's exempt if it's for a Ganeved, if we're stolen the goods, or if it gets lost. And then Amalai, Shimon then says to him, Reuven, the owner, says to Shimon, Mashbiachani, I'm making you swear. Swear that it's true, what you said, that the article I gave you to mind is lost. Vomar, and Shimon says, Amen. Yes, I accept the shvur. Now, by saying amen, that's equivalent to swearing. Meantime, witnesses come along afterwards and they say that this is a lie. Should we saw Shimon eat it? He ate that bekotten. He ate that animal that he gave him or whatever, and he shechted it and ate it. Meshalim keren, he will only pay for the principal, not for the chomish, not for the additional fifth, nor does he have to bring korban osham. Why? Because the chiyuv of a chomesh and the chiyuv to bring a korban osham is only when he himself admits that he was at fault, that he was swearing falsely. And that's, as it says by the story of Gezel HaGeri, he svadu es chatosam. When they could do vidui, they confess their sin, then that's when he's chayv and osham, chayv for various things. But here, he didn't confess it, Edim came. And he won't even have to pay kefil. Because he didn't taina, he didn't claim that it was stolen, he said it was lost. Hoidoma atzmai, if he admitted himself that he consumed the pikodin, Meshalem keren v'chomish v'asham, he will pay the principal, pay the fifth, and bring a korban osham as well. And Tosus, it's explained that since the Edim did not make him chayv the kefil, even if he was moida after the Edim came, he would pay chomish, he would pay the fifth. So why does the Mishnah only mention Hoida Ma'atzmai? It's that he had to admit of his own accord. It's only because of the next Mishnah, the Mishnah that's coming up in Tumashir.